New words. So you thought you knew English, did you? Here are some of the newest words in the English language. The 80s were the generation of the yuppie. In the 90s, we were introduced to the new man, the caring, emotionally liberal man. But what about the first decade of the 21st century? Here are some new words for you to learn.
iPods. If you thought an iPod was a digital music player, you were wrong. An iPod is a person who's insecure, pressured, overtaxed and debt-ridden. Someone who is suffering under the stress of modern living. Are you an iPod?
Yads. No, a yads is not some disgusting little insect, but is in fact a young and determined saver. A young person who conscientiously saves money in bank accounts or by buying national savings bonds. Do you know any yads?
Ski. Are your parents saving their money so that you can inherit it all one day? Or are they selfishly spending it on themselves? If they are slowly going through the money, then they are a ski, spending the kid's inheritance. Most parents do this by going on expensive trips abroad or by visiting spas and health resorts. Skis are otherwise known as woofs, well-off older folk.
Kippers. The opposite of a ski is a kipper. Kids in parents' pockets eroding the retirement savings. The kind of person in their 20s or 30s who is living at home after university, spending all of mummy and daddy's savings and pension money. Also known as boomerang kids and parasite singles.
Neets. Do you know any 16 to 24-year-olds who are doing nothing with their lives? Then maybe you know a neet, not in education, employment or training. A recent survey found that there are 1.2 million neets in the UK and that 10% of all male neets are involved in crime.
MSS. Feeling sick because you don't have enough money to pay all those bills? Finding it hard to pay the mortgage? You could be suffering from MSS, money sickness syndrome. Apparently, almost 4 million UK residents take time off work and another 11 million experience a slump in their sex life as a result of money worries.
FID. Are you a father? If you are, then you could be a FID, a fully involved dad. This is the kind of father who wants to play a big role in bringing up the kids. In the 1970s, dads spent only 15 minutes a day on childcare duties. Today, this has risen to 2 hours.
FUD. If you aren't a FID, then you're probably a FUD. Fully uninvolved dad. The opposite of a FID. According to a recent report, 15% of dads still see their task as providing the rules for the children and are not involved with the day-to-day care of their kids.
Moss. Worried about the influence the internet could be having on your children, then you could be a moss. Mother over shoulder. The type of mum who stands behind little Jimmy as he surfs the net, making sure he doesn't visit any restricted sites.
Kagoi. No, this isn't an exotic planet in outer space. Kagoi is in fact an expression to describe the way that children learn things at a very early age. Kids are growing older younger. The days when 7 to 10-year-olds were given Lego, wooden toys and sweets from Santa are definitely over. These days, most kids want video games, digital cameras, TVs, iPods and unlimited broadband internet access.